Hey friends, welcome to Boldly You, the podcast for inspiring stories which consist of daring choices and transformative journeys. From entrepreneurs to everyday heroes, we are exploring the messy and motivating sides of making big changes. Whether it's a career leap or something deep, Boldly You is your go-to for living life unapologetically bold. Now, let's get right into it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Boldly You podcast. I'm your host, Destiny Mackey, and today I'm excited to introduce you to Jenny Ford. She is the CEO of Avant Garde Systems and Uniqua. Thank you for being here today, Jenny.
Destiny, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm very interested to talk to you about you, your business, your story. But first, before we do you mind telling us a little bit about your business?
So I do branding, and Avant Garde Systems is what I use inside of my branding company. So I do professional and personal branding because everybody has a brand, whether you realize it or not.
Yes. I love that. And you, I love your outfit. I love the way that you present yourself. And that obviously is very much part of your brand. I can already tell. Avant Garde, of course. So I think that's very unique and that makes you stand out. So I'm interested to learn more about that a little bit later. But I want to know, how did you get to this point? You know, how did you start your business? What was your journey through your life like to get you here?
In my early 30s, I had an experience that left me essentially without a job. And because of some health issues that I had, I wasn't really able to work like a full-time job. And so I had to get really creative and innovative. And so at the time, it was a little ahead of time that what I discovered was coaching, was business coaching. And then, it was personal development coaching at first and trauma related coaching. And then, you know, right before actually the pandemic came around, it turned into business coaching because that great resignation we all know about now had already began. And so I started empowering entrepreneurs in the process of how to actually start their businesses. And then the branding came around as a way to bring in my creativity and my innovation. And also because I realized there was a really big gap in the industry where branding was not being processed and taught in the right ways. And so that was causing a lot of failures for entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to be able to step in and fill that gap.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important to address, you know, because I talk a lot about entrepreneurship with some of the other guests on here, and it's not a very linear process, and everybody's got, you know, the waves that you ride up and down. But as for, you know, your personal life, if you don't mind, if we talk about that a little bit, was there some challenges that you faced personally, like within your own life, your own home, your own family, that kind of took you down this path as well?
Yeah, of course. You know, everything's kind of linked as it is. So I definitely had the path of, with my health especially, I was a firefighter paramedic for 15 years. And during that process, I really was having a lot of difficulties physically. And it took a really long time, but then ended up with a few diagnoses like lupus and fibromyalgia to begin with, and those progressed into other things. And then, so there was a long road there where it was, you know, getting sick, going to the doctor. And then at that time being told, you know, well, everything looks okay. You don't look sick. You don't sound sick. You're still able to, you know, because I am, of course, avant-garde even then. I think I was born avant-garde, you know. And so I can still show up and be looking at, you know, feel absolutely terrible, but still show up. So really high performing. And that was really rough for decades, really a lot of years going back and forth between that and trying to become well and having a really difficult time doing that, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, you said you were a paramedic and a firefighter, and those are both very physically difficult jobs sometimes. And, you know, when you're faced with having issues like chronic illness, it gets really hard. So how were you able to transition into starting your own business despite, you know, having these challenges with being a paramedic and a firefighter, but also dealing with the chronic illness? Like, how did you smoothly navigate that transition, if it was smooth?
I feel like I probably, considering it was probably really was smooth, but of course the day to day didn't feel very smooth, and it certainly took, you know, some years. So there came a time where, you know, and I had really, really fought for to be able just to be a firefighter, paramedic to begin with. It's a male dominated field, of course, and being a female, I really worked really hard to get to where I was. And so when I very first started really becoming sick and having issues staying awake, being able to lift patients, things like that, I was like, there's no way. I'm not, you know, like, there's no way this is happening in my life right now. There was this long period of denial about I could just force and push my way through it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I had to, of course, come to a place of acceptance where that was not the case. And so I did spend a couple of years kind of in the interim of just being sick and really learning to navigate my illness and learning to utilize tools that supported me and helped, you know, instead of carrying big pots in the kitchen, I learned to use the bench of my walker. I would put, you know, like if I was cooking spaghetti, for instance, I would put the pot on the walker and I would take it to the sink that way instead of me trying to carry it. And, you know, so just different little things like that. And over the years, I learned how to better use the energy that I did have. And then I was able to start being able to direct that towards, you know, doing something again with my life. And then, of course, after years, also, there comes this time where you find the right balance. And so I had the right balance now of, you know, physical therapy, of medication, of diet, and all of those things right now. And, you know, about 7 years ago, in just a really great place. And then that's when I launched into the entrepreneur, to be able to work from my own space, you know, and that way also, if I needed to take a nap or something, you know, I can kind of squeeze that into my schedule, right?
Yeah, it's nice being in control of your own schedule. It's one of the perks. But yeah, you had to jump through a lot of hurdles. And, you know, unfortunately, this world isn't designed for people who have chronic illness a lot of the times. And it's even mental health issues too. We could talk about that, but we're going to stick with the chronic illness today. But, you know, there's just not a lot of room for people who are dealing with those issues. And, you know, this workforce just expects you to suck it up and to show up either way. And then they gaslight you and tell you that you're not doing a good job or you're not doing enough if you can't meet up with the standards. But it's like, until you understand what somebody else is going through, I don't agree with that at all. You don't know what the pain feels like. You don't know what the struggles are at home. You know, you don't see that at work.
I think that that's a beautiful thing that, you know, really did kind of change and is changing in the workplace, especially post-pandemic, is that level of empathy, of stretching into understanding what somebody else may be going through and actually still bringing that into the workplace. So that's one thing I'm really passionate about with the entrepreneur piece, is being able to still be you, still be functional, still have impact, still create legacy, no matter what your circumstances are. And there's still, you know, like, I had the opportunity, or I got invited actually to go to New York City last week. I got the invitation last week to go to New York City and speak, but they didn't realize I was actually in a chair most of the time. And it turns out the theater is non-ADA compliant. So then I can't, you know, then the invitation became revoked, right? Because I couldn't, you know, speak there. So even now, you know, of course, it's a thing. And that's something that I'm passionate about too, of course, is, you know, I take pictures a lot, because I can't reach the soap dispensers, I can't reach the paper towels, you know, like just the different things that there is really obvious that the people, you don't know what you don't know, you know, and that's how I wrap around it. But the lack of knowledge and the people that are involved in, like, let's say architecture and building, you know, things for you that don't know, is just, it's crazy to me. I'm like, is there not, you know, because I know that there's plenty of people that would be willing to say, you know, hey, like, this is the truth of the matter. If you're in this position, if you're in a chair, you can't reach this, right? And and so I don't get angry about it, because I know it, you know, we just simply don't know what we don't know. It just, it's flabbergasting sometimes, though, that it seems that it's not asked, like the questions aren't asked, you know?
Right. Yeah. I just feel like some people are so quick to, whether it's conscious or unconsciously, dehumanize people who are battling with mental health issues or chronic illnesses. Why do you think that is? Like, in your own personal opinion, why do you think people act this way?
Truly, honestly, I feel that it is a knee-jerk reaction. It's a fight or flight reaction, and they don't know what to do. They can't fix it. They don't know what to do about it. And so I think it is mostly subconscious. I really do. And I believe it's like that, you know, like a shield going up, that there's nothing I can do to help you. So I'm going to, you know, throw this shield up and just push you out of my ecosystem because I don't know what else to do. And, you know, for the other part, of course, there are people that maybe it's not so subconscious. And for them, it's certainly just a lack of experience. It's not anything that they've personally gone through or known anybody, you know, that's gone through. And of course, as you go up in a lot of businesses, an employee, quote unquote, unfortunately, is seen as a dime a dozen. Doesn't matter, because you can be replaced.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. There's a lot of ignorance out there. So in your business, do you also like to work with people who have similar chronic illnesses as you? Or is this kind of like anybody who fits this criteria is welcome to be a part of it? Do you have like a primary client that you'd like to work with?
I am niched down, you know, to a specific demographic, but I'm very diverse. That's part of the Avant-Garde brand and a part of the Avant-Garde essence is being very diverse, very open. And I don't really see, you know, things that other people pay attention to. Like, I don't see a chair or a walker or anything like that as an issue, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. I don't see, you know, skin as those types of things. So diversity is a demand. It's a demand. It's a birthright, and it's a demand. Equity and diversity, and that's something, you know, that I'm very passionate about. And so I do want that. That is part of my branding, and specifically part of my specific branding, so that is who I attract, are people that are also very open-minded, growth-minded, and want to be able to be a part of building the systems that are diverse and that are, you know, open for equity and that are focused on the human.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I love that. Diversity is so important, because if we all looked and acted the same, life would be pretty damn boring, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I couldn't do it, I don't think. I did it for a long time, actually. I would say I can't do it if it had to be so boring, but I've all done it. But that is
right.
One thing that I absolutely do love is the autonomy and the freedom there with the entrepreneurship is to create your own world. And the truth of the matter is that we can do that. We can all do that. Our circumstances are, we have the capability of being the change that we want to see, uh-huh, and of achieving whatever it is that we set our minds to.
Absolutely. I love it. And I think we are in a time where things are changing. There's a reason why so many people are starting to turn to entrepreneurship and starting their own business. And it's because they're tired of this cookie cutter life. They're tired of being mistreated by people that choose to not understand them or just ignorantly don't understand them. And people are just over it. Also, just not being paid enough. Most of us aren't being paid nearly enough to do what we're doing in these jobs. So we're like, might as well put all that work into my own damn business and make my own income and at least enjoy what I'm doing and not being demanded or hounded by people all around me, you know?
I see it as a seismic shift that's happened. And so what we're seeing and experiencing is the systems that don't work, the patriarchal systems, right? They are crumbling. They're crumbling down to the ground. As this shift has happened, everyone that is doing entrepreneurs, everybody that is starting their own ventures and all of those things are creating the new systems. And so there's a nexus that will happen where the old systems that are crumbling and are the new systems that we're building that are coming up will meet in the middle at some point in time. And there will be an integration of sorts, I believe, of the old systems, what didn't work, but what is working, and then the new systems that are coming up, what is working. There'll be an integration of the two. And I think that is for the future. And it's because the future is a different place. There's a different life ahead, especially for Generation Alpha, which is just right around the corner. They're around that 10 years old right now. But what we're building today needs to be for them. If we want legacy and impact beyond just ourselves, we have to be looking at the future. And, you know, that's where we come in. That's where the innovators, the creatives, and the entrepreneurs that are building right now. It's why it's so important for us to come together and be open and collaborate and talk amongst one another and really have open conversation about what it is that, what's the world that we want to see, because it's the world that we're building.
Absolutely. And I feel like as the generations are coming together, we're all noticing that we're just tired of the same old, and we want to see different. We want to see real. We want the authentic. We don't want this life that everyone says, oh, this is exactly the way that it needs to be in order to be successful. Like we are diverse. We want diversity. And I love that. And I'm so excited to see what the future is going to look like because of it too. So yes, that's a great point. Well, I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you, within your business, what are some of the specific ways that you help your clients in your business?
So I tend to do a little bit of everything just a little bit differently. I do not just teach. Everything's very interactive. I even pull things in. Like right now, I'm preparing a challenge that will be over 5 days. And it's essentially like a interactive movie experience. A lot of the narrative is like it's a movie, and then you're jumping in and we're doing things interactively and changing the outcome and finishing, quote unquote, the movie at the same time. And so during that process, I'm teaching, you know, what branding looks like, the color psychology behind it, the psychology behind the selling, and all of these different things, but in a way that it just naturally, you just naturally wrap around it because it's a full on interactive experience. It's a real visceral experience rather than, you know, information is not the problem. We can look up anything that we want. It's the implementation. And I get really excited about, you know, bringing in the ability to help everyone, no matter what their learning style is. So whether that's visual, whether it's tactical, you bring all of those things in together. The other thing that I do have a diploma in neurobiology coaching. So I bring in everything very purposely, is setting my clients up for success.
I love that. I love that. And really just focusing on who you are and your brand in order for people to connect with it, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, giving everyone the permission to really have that space to discover that, because most of us really honestly don't know who we are at the core. And so that's the favorite thing that I do. And the transformations are just beautiful. And of course, it's about the business aspects. But at the end of the day, it's about the transformation of my clients or you as a person, right? Because it is, and you know, from within out and outside in kind of thing. And so we really got to bring you to the table, your real authentic self to the table. if you're going to be an entrepreneur and or a solopreneur and you're going to be successful, you have got to know exactly who you are, what it is that you're doing, and why you're doing it, and, you know, to be successful. And, you know, and also when we are able to get to the core of that, there's so much less imposter syndrome and fatigue and depression and anxiety and, you know, all of those things. And I do believe in a world where that doesn't exist near on the level that it does right now, because we can, our body is designed to de-stress. It's just something that we've never been taught. But now we know, and we're learning more and more about that and being able to learn that.
I love that you bring that up, because I know when I started exploring entrepreneurship, I was like, who in the hell am I supposed to be? Like, do I need to come off as this super business savvy woman? Am I supposed to be, you know, wearing glasses, super professional all the time? Like, who am I? And you're right, a lot of us don't know who we are. And we have a lot of limiting beliefs about ourselves. And one of mine, having a learning disability, I felt like, how can I do this? You know, I just feel like with my mind sometimes, with whether it's punctuality or if it's with forgetting things or just saying the wrong thing sometimes, you know, how am I going to be able to pull this off? But when you actually jump into it and, like you said, get down to that core, you're able to see, like, you can do whatever it is that you want that aligns with yourself. You don't have to fit into this box. You just have to find what works for you and what makes you feel passionate and good about what you do.
Yes, I love that. And the thing that's so awesome is that if you don't fit in somebody else's box, get out of it. Get out of it and create your own box. So for me, as a public speaker, a lot, you know, you're expected to be able to memorize it and you're expected to be able to deliver the facts. And if you have to have a piece of paper or notes, that means, you know, it takes away from your, you know, authority and expertise. And that's crap. That is crap. I absolutely have to have, I have to have notes. And it's because I've had brain injuries, right? And I do not remember. It's not a matter of I don't know how to memorize. It's that my brain doesn't anymore, you know? And so I absolutely have notes. I always do. When I go on live in my own business or in my own group or when I'm doing talks, I have notes. And there's things like that that I think that, you know, are very powerful also for us to change. And we do that by being authentic, that no, I can't do this without this aid. And there's nothing wrong with having to have some notes, whatever it may be that you need. So
I completely agree. As long as you have your mindset to it, you can do it.
Absolutely.
Ooh, and that rhymes. I like that. I got to use that in the future. Well, Miss Jenny, we are nearing the end of time, but what I like to ask people when they come on is this question. How can you choose to be bold going forward?
I can choose to be bold. I can continue to be bold and go forward. For me right now, as strategically as a goal, what that looks like is really standing up and speaking for the generations that are behind me. So that is being authentic and standing up and saying that, no, I need to use notes. And it's showing up one time for an event. Maybe I'm in a wheelchair that time, and maybe the next time I'm in my walker because I can walk today and yesterday I couldn't, and let that be okay, you know, to show up in the now moment exactly as you are. And so by being able to do that, I open the door for understanding and kindness, more empathy and compassion for the people behind me that are, you know, kind of walking along in the same path, especially with, you know, chronic illness. I think it's very important to, you know, show that it is an up and down experience and that it's okay to be an experience as it is in the now moment, you know, every day. And so just being brave enough to be like, yeah, today, you know what, I can hardly do anything. And then the next, you know, maybe tomorrow I could go rock climbing if that's, you know, if I wanted to not. But you know what I'm saying? You don't have to, when you're feeling good, you don't have to hide that you're feeling good. And when you're feeling bad, you don't have to hide that you're feeling bad.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for choosing to be bold and choosing to be a leader for the younger generations, because we certainly need more people like you.
Thank you so much for, you know, being you and being bold and being a leader as well. I think it's very beautiful what you're doing, and I look forward to seeing you grow and the impact and legacy that you're going to continue to have.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. I appreciate you. Before we end, is there anything that you would like to promote with your business?
Yeah, sure. You guys, anybody can just, you know, come and visit my website, or you can send me an email if you, you know, you want. So the website's just at uniquewebranding.com, and my email address is uniquewe@uniquewebranding.com. So those are pretty easy to remember.
Absolutely. And I'll have those links in the bio so people could go check you out. But everyone, feel free to go check out Jenny, see what she's up to. She's a very bold woman. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that her brand, you can just see her brand. It's on point. I love it. It matches her. It embodies her and what her message is. For those of you listening, go check her out on social media so you can see what I'm talking about, because she's a fabulous woman, very well-spoken and very strong for everything that you've gone through. You should be very proud. Well, that is the end of today's episode for Boldly You. I hope you all enjoyed this episode, but feel free to stay tuned for the next one. It's going to be good.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Boldly You. I hope you're feeling inspired, motivated, and ready to make some bold moves in your own life. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Connect with us on social media, share your own bold moments, your challenges, and your victories. We want to hear from you. Until next time, this is Destiny Mackey, urging you to be you and be bold.